A new lawsuit raises the question of when local elections should be held. While big elections typically happen in June and November, why is it that some Colorado voters receive ballots in their mailboxes on a random day in April or May? The short answer is that some cities and counties distance their local elections from the statewide contests. But this lawsuit argues that can be more than confusing. They say it's disenfranchising.
Our elected officials, our community, have been talking about low voter turnout for a very long time for spring municipal elections. It's the lowest of everything that we do.
That's Shelley Roars from the League of Women's Voters for the Pikes Peak region.
Number one, what's the problem? You want to blame it on the voters? Oh my gosh, why aren't, you know, blame it on the voters. How about we blame it on the system? The system was set up to fail minority voters.
With more on this lawsuit, KRCC reporter Brianna Heaney spoke with CPR's Arlo Perez Esquibel.
So this suit, it was filed by a coalition of voting rights groups against Colorado Springs. What exactly are they arguing?
Well, they crunched nearly a decade's worth of turnout data and found that Black and Hispanic voters participated in the April municipal elections at about half the rate of white voters.
Wow.
Now, non-white voters make up a really small portion of the voters in any election in Colorado Springs, like less than 10%. But the groups say this means anything that discourages them from voting has an even bigger impact. Here's Shelley Roars again.
We've tried talking to the city. We've tried talking to our elected officials. They don't care. They don't want to listen. They don't want to increase voter turnout.
Okay, though, Bree, but it's not like local governments just started holding elections in this spring. Why is the lawsuit coming now?
You're right. This has been going on forever, something local leaders here emphasized. What's changed is that last year, Democrats at the State House passed a new law, the Colorado Voting Rights Act. At the time, Backer said the goal was to ensure that Colorado continues the civil rights protections from the Federal Voting Rights Act, even if the law is weakened by Congress or the courts. But one thing it did was make it much easier to challenge local election rules that groups or individuals think are unfair, which is why both the chair of the Colorado Municipal League and the Colorado Springs Mayor Yemi Mobilati told me they urged the governor not to sign the legislation into law.
Wait, why?
Well, under the law, if a group can show that an election policy results in fewer people in a protected class voting, then the burden is on the city or the county to defend their policy and show why they can't change it.
Okay, before we go further, we should probably clarify the term you use, protected class. If I'm correct here, that means people of a certain race, gender, or religion, or with a disability, right?
Exactly. And like I said earlier, in this case, the disenfranchised group are Black and Latino voters.
You were at a press conference where city officials defended holding Colorado Springs elections in April. So what did they say?
Well, there were three main points they pushed back with. First, they argued that election results in Colorado Springs show that the city's non-white residents are being represented in government. Here's Councilperson Roland Rainey.
Now, this may shock you all, but I'm a Black city councilman. I was elected to city council last year in April through the very election system that is now being challenged. Now, I could shock you with this other comment. Standing to my left is the first elected Black mayor who was elected through the same system. So, what are we truly asking ourselves here? What are we truly trying to attempt here?
Another pushback, this one made by Mayor Yemi Mobilati, was that it's actually better for civic engagement that elections be held in the spring in different years than state and federal elections.
During my own campaign, I participated in nearly 20 debates and forums, hosted about 100 meet and greets and conversations in neighborhoods throughout Colorado Springs. That level of local engagement happens because municipal elections are not competed with presidential campaigns, congressional races, national political organizations, and millions of dollars in outside spending. Moving city elections into November would not strengthen our local democracy. It would actually bury local issues beneath national politics.
Okay, that is an interesting point, that it might be better for engagement. But you said that there were three defenses Colorado Spring is using. So what exactly is the third?
That the state is overstepping its authority if it tells the city it has to change its election date. Colorado Springs is a home rule municipality, so it gets to set a lot of its own rules. And local control was very much at the heart of the issue for Colorado Springs officials.
Local communities are different, and local communities deserve the freedom to make local decisions.
Finally, Colorado Springs just wondered, you know, why us? They are one of many Colorado cities to have April elections, including Denver.
Oh, so I imagine that this means that this case has much bigger implications than just Colorado Springs, right? I mean, depending on what happens, this could result in other cities in the state having to move their elections.
Yeah, I talked to Kevin Bomber with the Colorado Municipal League. He said they are against the newly enacted law that the groups used to sue the city.
The Colorado Municipal League hasn't reviewed the suit yet, but we believe Colorado law is crystal clear. Municipal elections are purely matters of local and municipal concern, and Senate Bill 25001, as we testified to at the time, clearly violates Article 20 of the Constitution.
And Bomber noted that this is exactly why so many cities opposed the Colorado Voting Rights Act last year. But it still became law.
KRCC's Brianna Heaney reporting. She was speaking there with CPR's Arlo Perez Esquibel.